AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill today, it's former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. She didn't answer reporters' questions. Hicks is appearing behind closed doors before the House Judiciary Committee. California Democrat Ted Lieu on the committee is heard from Hope Hicks.
I'm watching obstruction of justice in action. You have the White House asserting absolute immunity, which is not a thing. It doesn't exist. And you have to ask the question, what are they trying to hide from the American people?
Hicks is the first testimony the committee will hear from someone linked to President Trump's inner circle since the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report. The Republican Party says President Trump's re-election campaign is off to a strong fundraising start. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The party says the president pulled in nearly $25 million in the less than 24 hours after announcing his campaign. It's a staggering sum, dwarfing what his top Democratic challengers raised over the first 3 months of the year. The president had already reported having nearly $49 million cash on hand after March, with the Republican National Committee having an additional nearly $35 million. The Democratic National Committee, by comparison, had just $7.5 million with $6.2 million in debt. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A report from UN human rights investigator Agnes Callamard says she wants to know more about the possible role of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
First one is that the people directly implicated in the murder reported to him. So there is a reporting line here that needs to be further investigated.
Callamard suggested sanctions on the Crown Prince's personal assets. The Trump administration is rolling back an Obama-era rule targeting coal-fired power plants and is issuing a less ambitious replacement. This is AP Radio News. Four people, including a prominent Eastern Ukrainian separatist commander, were charged with murder in the 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine. 298 people were killed.
The international team investigating the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in 2014 will probe alleged Russian involvement in the missile attack. Prosecutor Fred Westerbakey wants to know about the line of command that contributed to making a Buk missile available for lethal use and possibly more. Responding to a question about possible Kremlin involvement, he said he would go up as far the chain as needs be. He said, "We will not impose ourselves any limits." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At the Paris Air Show, American Airlines announced it is buying 50 of Airbus's newest long-range plane. American is looking to replace its aging fleet of Boeing 757 jets. Boeing came to the air show under the cloud over the 737 MAX jets. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.